listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Podcast, Joshua Adam Lamar with the Senator. Senator, finally, it's over.
Finally, it only took 6 weeks.
It took way longer than it needed to be.
We kind of knew that when the draft time came, that's when it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty surprised by the swap of first round picks. I didn't actually think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But finally.
We got the coach. He's about to join us in here live and momentarily, but we'll get coach to come in right now as he's about to join us. But go over some of the particulars here in the trade. So the Jets, they are going to get Aaron Rodgers. They're going to do a pick swap, and they're going to get a fifth round pick. And then – it's going to be for the Packers. They're going to obviously have that pick swap. There's going to be a second round pick going to the Packers, a sixth round pick, and then the conditional second that will become a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps. Do you think, Senator, will end up being a first?
It's going to be a first. The only thing that's going to stop him from doing 65% of the plays is if he gets injured. And right. Even through that, it would have to be like a bad injury. But Rodgers doesn't miss that many games, so
he doesn't. Yes, we're welcoming Coach Francis. Coach, your initial thoughts right now on this trade?
We all knew it was going to happen. It's about a matter of time. So I thought with all the holdup, I thought the Packers would have got more for the trade, but it seems like they just got what was initially reported was a one and the one swap, which is weird. I thought there was just to be a one outright.
Well, they have a chance still for the one. Like we were like that second next year, more than likely would be a one. Like 65% of the snaps seems pretty likely.
But that's a conditional one. But yeah. I thought for sure they'd get a one, and then maybe a two or a three.
But the fact, yeah, that I think with his age and one, his age, and he's more or less a flight risk, right? There's that side of it too, right? Like he's considered a flight risk.
I mean, I guess, but even if you're getting Rodgers for 1 year, let's just say the worst case scenario, you get him for 1 year. How, like, the Jets have had high draft picks in the last how many years, and what have those turned out to be?
Yeah.
You know, like, you got Zach Wilson, you got whoever else they've drafted, you know, and if you get Rodgers for 1 year and he brings you to the playoffs, which I think you can get out of AFC East, I think it's possible.
You would hope so. That's the hope.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, but like, with all that being said, I think it took long enough. You know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think the Jets got what they wanted, and I think the Packers maybe they got what they wanted, but I think they could have got more if they would have just done this earlier. But whatever.
Yeah, it didn't look like the Jets were going to budge. They wanted both to keep both first round picks. I give the Jets credit for not budging too much and for it to become the conditional pick, which I do believe it will become the conditional pick. And now, I mean, for Zach Wilson, really quickly on his side of things, because we're staying on the Jets side of things. First, really quickly on Zach for both of you. I guess he goes into backup mode and try to, you know, just be a good citizen and try to redeem himself before he becomes a free agent, I guess, Senator?
I think overall, he's just going to have to learn under Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because right now, if he can show some improvement and be a solid backup and solid teammate and all that stuff, then it might help restore their faith in him. At this point right now, like, I think for the Jets and the Packers for that switch, I think it helped both of them for the first round pick, because that was the holdup the entire time for the trade. If you remember, it was Jets didn't want to give up the first round pick. And I think the smartest thing that they were able to do was
do the swap,
yeah. Because I think Jets is going to get an O line, and I think Packers wanted to get a receiver, yeah. And now with that swap, they go above Patriots, which was the key thing, because you know Patriots is probably going to be looking for some more weapons to help out. So I like the trade. I'm just happy that all this is over. Yeah. And after watching Get Up today and seeing Stephen A super excited about the Knicks, tomorrow is going to be a whole nother thing with Greeny.
Yeah.
Now that the trade is official.
Yeah, that's the facts. It's the facts right there for him. For the Jets in their own right, if we're going to kind of rank where they go as far as the AFC right now, where do we put them? First of all, we got to put Coaches Ravens with the biggest asterisks, because I don't know where to place them until Lamar. So they're kind of asterisks right now.
I mean, honestly, the top side is Super Bowl contention. That's the ceiling.
Yeah,
and I would say the floor would be 500. You know,
for the Jets.
For the Ravens, I think that's yeah. that's Ravens. But then for the Jets, I think the Jets are
like, where would we rank them? In the division, still.
Depending on how they do in the division, because I still have Buffalo as the number one seed in that division. However, Miami getting Jalen Ramsey and pairing him yeah. up with Xavier Howard.
Yeah,
that's like arguably top three, top five corner duels in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Bradley Chubb last year. You got Tyreek Hill. Yeah. You got Waddle. So they have a lot of weapons. I know. As it stands right now, I would probably go Bills, Jets, Miami, just because usually what happens is the best quarterback in the division kind of signals the best team in the division, usually.
Yeah.
So if I would say right now, Bills, Jets, Miami, because Tua, he's a hit away from being retired, because, you know, he talked about him wanting to retire or whatever, you know, in the offseason. So,
yeah.
That's what I would have.
They got Mike White as the backup there. Senator, what do you think for the division first off?
Well, I showed you guys my parlay for who I have winning the division before the trade happened. So I had the Jets winning there. One of the main reasons why I wanted to do it before the draft was because I know all these trades are going to happen and odds are going to change significantly mm-hmm. after the mm-hmm. draft.
Yep.
And right now, I think I have Jets winning. I think Bills starts off hot again, and then once again injuries happens with Bills. When they lost Von Miller last season, that was a huge loss for them. Hopefully he can stay healthy. I don't wish injury on anybody, but
they got Hamlin coming back.
Yeah. And like, I think when you have a history of injuries though and scary moments, that is crucial. And once you start thinking of retirement too, that plays a factor in it. So I think if this was Rodgers going into the bubble where he might have been 90% thinking about retirement, then you don't pull off this trade, right? Yeah. But I think once you get that ammunition of, oh, this team doesn't want me, I thought it was a respectful thing and you're dissing me. Now you're playing revenged one. You're playing inspired one compared to slightly retirement one, you know? So that's why I have two a little bit lower down.
But like, if we're being honest, like, even Aaron Rodgers is slightly retired, quote unquote, we're forgetting that he won back-to-back MVPs two of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So like, he's still a legit Hall of Fame.
And he lost his number one target.
Quarterback, yeah, he's still a legit top five quarterback, top three quarterback in the league. So Jets are getting a really good player in addition to keeping a first round draft pick, and they got Alan Lazard. They have the rookie, the offensive rookie of the year last year. Like, they have a legit.
They got Mecole Hardman. They got Denzel Mims. They got Tyler Coughlin, Corey Davis. Like, they have wideouts.
Only thing and that
Breece Hall is coming back.
Breece Hall, yeah. Yep. The only thing that I worry about with those guys is that we know that they should be able to put up points on the board. Should be able to. Their defense last year started out really well, but then towards the end of the year was like really bad. So the only question is going to be, what kind of defense are they going to be playing? Are
they? I think the defense quit on Zach Wilson. That's what I think happened.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the only question going forward to me.
Because you know when you play with a team that when you look at a team that has the defensive strength that they do, you're after a while you can't be out there as the defense playing your hardest and then the offense goes out there and three and done or two and turnover or like it was probably like 65-70% of the defense was playing the game compared to whatever like. Yeah.
All of that, and on top of that, you have the guy who's, I don't want to say making all of the mistakes, but he is at the head of the table for the mistakes, saying that he's not playing bad, saying that it's everyone else but him, basically.
And remember, too, guys, a big key of this, too, is Nathaniel Hackett, his back is his offensive coordinator, that led him to was a big part of those two MVPs for him. So they have that working together. I think we're having a lot of those quarterback reunions with the Raiders, obviously, and Jimmy and McDaniels and Jimmy G this year. I think that stuff is a factor too when you have a coordinator that you're comfortable with. And you know, we talked about Breece Hall and see what he comes back, but even before then, Knight had a little nice rung, and the stuff that he's going to be able to do with Michael Carter as well. Michael Carter can play a little bit of a wide out as well as run. Like Michael Carter will have a nice season, so he has the weapons. And this is to go with the fact too that it still sounds like they're going to get him Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis after the draft.
Cobb is whatever, that's just like a hair.
That's just his buddy. That's why.
Randall Cobb, yeah. Here's some veteran leadership and some insightfulness in the wide receiver room. Mercedes Lewis will help because he's a receiving tight end, you know, so he will help out. But honestly, like offensively, I don't have a question about him offensively. Because even with Rodgers in the down year last year, he was still a good quarterback. You know what I mean? So the biggest, like, it's not like he fell off like homeboy there on Denver, Wilson.
Yeah,
it's not like that. Like, he still had a productive year. He just didn't make playoffs or whatever. I think it's gonna come down to, can they get stops, timely stops?
I think they'll be able to. And I mean, the fact too that they kept, I mean, you fall to 15, not the end of the world.
And I just think if you give your defense breaks, that's the most important things. Like, you can tell. Even for like my Falcons did not have the best defense last year, but when they made the stops and Mariota would do like a stupid turnover or something like that, you could just see like the defense got tired and dumb mistakes happened after that. So if there's one thing that Rodgers is good at doing, it's extending drives, even if that's to get you a field goal. He'll pick up those 5-6 yards here, have a run play for 4 yards here, and then you do, and your defense gets a break. And that will be a huge help to the Jets defense next season.
Yeah. I mean, so when we look at them for the playoff sides of thing, we talked about the division. So I was going to rank the NFC teams currently right now. You got to go Kansas City 1.
You mean AFC?
And then I don't even know who number 2 really is, to be honest. I mean, you could talk me into Bills being 2. You could talk me to the Jets being 2. Cincy, I have to wait for this draft because
I think Cincy is 2.
I don't, because the secondary is gone. And they don't have a tight end right now. Like, the running back situation's in flux. There's a lot of holes right now. Like, if I had to rank that division, I'd probably have you guys ahead of them, and I might even have Pittsburgh ahead of them because Pittsburgh is just the picture of consistency.
I have Baltimore winning that division.
As much as I want to say, I'll say this, with everything, with how important I don't want to listen to a Lamar segment, but with how important Lamar is to the Ravens, you look at that game last year in the wild card game.
Yeah.
We're one fluke defensive touchdown away from beating the
Exactly. That's why if you guys have Jackson, who's the next big domino here, if you guys have him, I would probably say that I'd have Ravens maybe second, because again, I just have so many questions about. I think Bengals are a classic situation right now. It's like, oh, it's the Bengals. They've gone to the AFC Championship two of the last 3 years. Like, of course, I'm gonna go with the Bengals. We don't know what's going on with Mixon. He's probably going to get cut. There's some good running backs, so maybe they can draft that. But then they don't have a tight end at this point. There's some good rookie tight ends, and we'll talk about that in our mock draft. But then the secondary got beat up, and so did their defense. And I don't think enough people are talking about that. And they're just kind of throwing, yeah, it's Cincinnati, whatever. I think there's going to be a little bit of a significant drop by them. I think we look at that AFC East, and I think that's where you're going to find the majority of the top. And then, I mean, Chargers, but they always charger it up. And then there's teams like with the big question marks, right? Like question marks about the Raiders. Will they be better with Jimmy G? More or less have the same team. What will they do with their pick? Questions about the Broncos. What will they be with Sean Payton? And then the AFC South is a big question mark. I don't know what Tennessee is. Jacksonville is probably the favorite there. And then, I mean, AFC North, you're hearing all these good things also about Deshaun right now. I hate to talk anything positive about Deshaun because he's a piece of shit, but no, they got Elijah Moore from that Jets trade. It seems like he's having a good mini camp. He's going to get a full camp. So there's some positive vibes right now going on for Cleveland. So I think the Jets, we kind of know what they are now, know what Kansas City is, but there's a lot of question marks. And I think that second tier probably comes down to your division coach in that AFC, because there's question marks with every single team except for Pittsburgh.
I honestly would say there's still a question mark with Pittsburgh. Pickett had a good season, or a good second half of the year, as I'll say. He showed a lot of promise, I would say. He led a game-winning drive versus my Ravens. So he showed some flashes, but he's the fourth best quarterback in the division. So
it's just the defense and the consistency I can't go against.
Consistency, and coaching. That's always there. So they'll always be viable. They'll always be consistent in regards to how they play. I just don't know if I pick it over two of the other three quarterbacks.
And I'm looking at the Jets schedule from last year. Games that lost because they didn't have a good quarterback. I think the first one that comes to all of us is that October 30th game against New England. They had a quarterback in that one, they would have won. A few weeks later against the Patriots, they lose 10-3, had a quarterback, they would have won that. Game against Minnesota, they had a quarterback, they would have won that. And the Jags game would have won that. There's like a handful of games at the end of the season that they would have won.
Yeah, like they were in the game.
Coach froze there for a second, but you know what I'm talking about, Senator? Some of those games are really, really close.
Yeah, no, like it's hands down that Jets had a legitimate quarterback, it would have made a huge difference. I think a team that I don't really have a lot of questions about as much as most people do is Jacksonville in this one here. So I think they have their core group. They're bringing back pretty much everybody.
And they're adding Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, adding Calvin Ridley. And they're adding the tackle from KC. The offensive line for KC, which is protection that they needed.
Former Raven.
Yeah, so like...
Orlando Brown?
No, sorry. Brown went to... He went to... Bengals.
Right.
So it's just gonna be interesting to see, but it's gonna be like you said, the first domino piece has fallen now. Now is the time where we start really seeing trades and all that stuff happening. If the rumors is correct, like Ryan Tannehill might be on the go. Same with Derrick Henry. So this is gonna be. Thursday is going to be a very interesting day.
DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop.
Davis.
Well, we got the core running backs too, right? Like the Zeke's and Fournette and all them that are still trying to figure out their sides of things as well. Yeah. And I guess the last thing of this is the NFL is also like, thank you for doing this before we make the schedule. Thank you. That's going to be the Sunday night game. I think we can all agree, right? It's Jets and Bills. That'll be the Sunday night game.
Jets and Packers.
Jets and Packers. Yeah, like.
Well, do they face the Packers?
This is what's his name? Brett Favre 2.0.
100% it is. So, do they have the Packers this year at all?
I haven't even checked the schedules.
I'm just checking really quick here. No, they don't have the Packers this year.
Oh, okay.
So my guess would be, I mean, that Thursday game will be Kansas City versus somebody. Probably maybe Denver, because you can do the Sean Payton thing. Maybe if they have a Bills game in there, then I guess you could see it that way. But that first Sunday night game will be Jets versus blank.
Yeah.
There's been some thought, too. The Monday night game might be Raiders and New England with the Jimmy G factor and McDaniels against the Bills. So we'll see that. All right. So any last thoughts, really, before we go to the other side of this about the Jets and the trade at all, before we go to the Packers side of things?
No.
Okay. Well, let's move to the Packers now. Man, this division sucks for quarterbacks. It's really bad. It's Jalen Hurts and then everybody else. And for the Packers, the Jordan Love era begins. As you mentioned, Senator, they move up, so they have a chance maybe to get a receiver. Sounds like Packer fans want to focus on the O-line, so we'll see if that's what they do. Where do we think they stand right now? I think the Lions, some people have right now as the favorite, Lions or Vikings. Where do we think the Packers are? And I guess it's a question for all of us of, do we think we saw enough Jordan Love at all?
Betting favorite is Lions to win the division.
Thought so.
But that was before all the suspensions.
Right.
So that might have changed the line a little bit. For Jordan Love, like, we haven't seen enough of him to know anything. It's kind of like the Trey Lance effect right now. So you just don't know exactly who they are. He could be really good now that the pressure of Rodgers in the building is gone. Hmm. We don't know. The only thing that you can do is try to get him as much help or get him a team that will grow with him as long as you have him and hope. But I don't see them making playoffs this year.
Absolutely not. I have Vikings and I have Lions as the two runaways. Packers, yeah, I've seen nothing from Jordan Love. Their wide receiver room is depleted right now. Defensively, they're still fine. But
With the rumors, and we'll do the mock draft after this, with the rumors of CJ Stroud falling because of his contingency test, which was bad. Really, really bad, like hysterically bad. But with the rumors of CJ falling, if CJ gets by the, let's say, the Raiders and the Titans, which have shown interest in that later part of the draft, do the Packers have a conversation at least about it and consider CJ Stroud there?
Why? Because you're going to bring in CJ Stroud is just going to be what Jordan Love is to me.
You think? I guess the conversation is: do you think CJ is better than Jordan Love?
Better, yeah, yeah. That last question. So if you believe he is, then I'm of the mindset that you make any move to make your team better, regardless of who it is.
Yeah.
I'm of that mindset. So if you believe he's better and you've seen enough to say he's better, then you go get him. But with the unknowns, with the test that was done, with the unknowns, with how he will fare against NFL competition, because they always say that Ohio quarterbacks are not good because they're always throwing to wide open targets.
Yeah.
They always say that. So you don't really know what you're getting until you get him in the building with around NFL guys, you know. So I don't think Packers take that chance. I can see Raiders taking a chance because
I hope not. We need defense.
Because you can draft him, let him sit.
We need defense. I really hope that doesn't happen.
You definitely need defense as well. But Jimmy G, to me, he's not the guy. So,
I mean, he's just Carr. Pretty much, he's got Carr for 2 years, a younger Carr. So that's all. Yeah. I'm fine with that doing. And I think some teams have to look at this is for the mock draft too. But I think some teams, when we get to the Houston pick, for example, I think some teams. That's why Houston's rumored to be taking Will Anderson right now. I think some teams are like, some of these quarterbacks kind of aren't as good as we thought they were. So I'm just going to wait for Caleb Williams and Drake May next year. And maybe that could be a thing the Packers do too, of, hey, let's roll the dice with Jordan Love this year. If we suck, which we presume they will, we gave Jordan a chance. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jordan's contract is done at the end of this year. And then you can just roll on to Caleb or to Drake.
If I'm Packers, first of all, for all the issue with CJ Stroud right now, I just think a lot of the media stuff is out there. I don't think he's getting all the way down there. Like, even if you look at the betting odds
honestly, just don't... it might just turn into a thing where after the first four picks, not a team that really needs a quarterback until later down middle of the draft, when you look at it. So he might just fall just because teams don't really need a quarterback.
You know? It just doesn't make any sense to me because the betting odds has Bryce Young first as the first pick. And then the odds, the closest odds to him after that is CJ. But then after that, CJ is not a favorite odd until like 10th, I think it is. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, if you look at how betting happens, like Will Levis is have higher betting odds to go second, third, fourth, and fifth than Anthony Richardson and then CJ. But for the first pick, it's between Bryce Young and CJ. To me, that, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that is just media putting stuff out there, and he's not actually going to drop that far. It might be a scare tactic to get you away from drafting him. As far as Green Bay just got to decide what they want to do. I know that they might not want to admit it as a rebuilding stage right now, but whatever picks that you're doing here, you have to know that if it doesn't work out with Jordan Love, that it's a fit for whoever you're looking at next.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to waste this year's picks if it's not going to fit in what idea that you have for your team. So if your situation is you want in the pocket quarterback, then you need to draft along that side. If your thing is you want running quarterback, you got to draft that way. Like, you just got to know what your plan is and not draft for this year, but draft for next year, the year after. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's where you got to go. So the Packers were kind of a little bit down on. Packer fans, I think they can take a little bit. I mean, it's the first year of, I think when Rodgers came in, there was a different level of excitement for talking to the Packer fans I had than what they had with Love. But I don't really remember seeing a lot of Love when he played college, and I haven't got a chance to look at a lot of film from him. What was the biggest game that we really saw him play? Was that Kansas City game, I guess, and he looked fine. But, like, wouldn't say, like, he looked like the guy.
Well, you can't really look like the guy when the guy is still there. You know what I mean? Like, it's – and for Green Bay fans, they just happy that – so they're happy that this whole saga is finished so that they could try to make a move. But if you look at when Favre got traded, they were just over Favre. It wasn't about –
I don't know any Green Bay fan that's happy they lost Aaron Rodgers.
They're happy it's done. They're just happy they don't have to hear about it anymore.
As much as there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of, I guess, nuance surrounding A-Rod, I don't think you're happy when you lose a player of that caliber.
You're happy that the news is done. You're happy that you know that you're not sitting him with his contract and not actually pulling the trigger. You know what I mean? Like, now... Mm. Even though a lot of the major players are already gone, now you kind of free up a little more cap space to do something. You can sign a few people. Like, at one point, they were saying that they might sit him with his $60 million contract. Like, he has to be gone.
Did Jets eat all that money?
They don't eat all the money. They 40. Eat 40. 40 of it. So they eat a good portion of it.
And then $20 million in dead cap to the Packers, I believe, right?
Yeah. And then when you compare it to when Favre was going, Favre retired, come back, retired, come back, retired, come back. All right, I want to get traded. Cool. Yeah. Like, we're just done with you. So when Rodgers came in and Rodgers showed he's Rodgers, they were like, we're glad that this guy's gone. Like, get him out of here.
I'm going to laugh so hard because Kirk Cousins is a free agent next year, which has started a lot of rumors with them for the Vikings. I mean, including your guy potentially going there next year, Coach, if he signs the tender. It's going to be so funny.
Going to where?
Vikings.
Vikings. Minnesota. Vikings. Yeah. But it'd be so funny if he does the season with the Jets. It's like, I'm going to go to Minnesota now. They'd have to trade him, but it'd be funny.
He just has to make sure not to get into any fraud. Anyways.
Yeah, just on the Lamar thing, the rumor is that he would just sign the tender. He would sign the tender this year, do the 1 year with the Ravens, and then look at that Vikings job next year, because that Vikings job is going to be the most tantalizing job for a handful of quarterbacks next year because of the potential to play with Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, it could look enticing. However, if Ravens go out and get D-Hop, I don't think there's a better situation for Lamar.
Oh, of course not. We've also heard the rumor that Trey Lance for Kirk Cousins has been going around as well.
I think the best place for Lamar, if not Baltimore, could be Atlanta. Just because they're...
That it entirely changes the NFC then.
Yeah, I think that's the best place for him in regards to culture, fit, nostalgia, offense. They're building a defense behind him. He'll be the guy. They have money. I think that could be the next best spot. But if Baltimore goes out, even if they don't get D-Hop, like right now as it stands, they have, I don't know, Lamar's just tiring. Sorry, guys. Yeah. They have pieces, man, but fuck, just get the job done already, man.
So there we go. I'm glad the trade's finally done. There's a few other things that we'll have to see what happens. I mean, the Niners obviously were in there for a bit. I mean, the Packers, maybe Jordan Love will surprise us and he'll have a good season. They still have the running back combo there. They have Watson. They have a position to go get one of these. There's some really good receivers in this draft, like at Ohio State. We got Josh Downs, we got Addison from USC, a few other really good ones. There's some really good receivers in this draft. So ironically, the Packers could take one at 13 and really help out Jordan to kind of go forward this year.
How crazy would it be that you had Aaron Rodgers there for the last 2 years demanding wide receiver help and you go draft Jordan Love, and now when he leaves, you go draft a top wide receiver?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did draft Watson last year, so... who turned out to be one of the best receivers that he's had for a while. So, but yeah, it was a little bit too late. I know what you're saying. So, all right. Any last thoughts here before we move on to our second podcast for the mock draft?
No, let's do it.
All right. So everyone, thanks so much. Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day.